Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
You heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/credit card. Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Brie and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes.
Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
OMG, the world is wild right now, so we wanted to share how we've been dealing with the coronavirus.
And because everyone's stuck at home, Total Bellas is dropping a whole week early, and we're going to tell you all about it.
All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Brie, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Okay, so I have to admit, I never thought in a million years that I would be pregnant during a pandemic.
Me neither. It's pretty cray-cray. And that means it's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. Okay, so today we are opening up with something that Brie and I have been drinking a lot of lately. We are opening up with some lemon-flavored LaCroix. And I have to say, we've been putting our sparkling water in wine glasses because, you know, the Bellas have needed their wine fix lately. So we have really been downing these lemon LaCroix. So we thought we'd open up with that for the Bellas Podcast today. And I also want to bring some good news to you all right now. A lot of people online have been tweeting and writing Instagram comments about wanting Total Bellas to come on air earlier because since, you know, we all are on shutdown, we're in quarantine, we're in our homes, people really wanted to see Total Bellas. And we spoke with E, and E has been just creating magic. And I have to say, they announced it today, the E Network is bringing Total Bellas back Thursday, April 2nd, 9/8 Central. So please set your DVRs, alarms, alerts, and please spread the word because as you know, with the situation we are all in the world, Brie and I won't be doing media days. We won't be flying to New York or LA. So the only way we could promote our show is by all of you and our social media platforms. So please tell all of your family and friends about Total Bellas coming back on earlier. And you know what? I really appreciate how the network heard the people and they were able to change it. So we would just love for all of you to help us out and let everyone know that Total Bellas is back April 2nd, 9/8 Central.
Woo, woo. I'm so right? excited. And I have to say, Nicole, it was really hard not to interrupt you because Nicole and I right now are in different rooms because of just the lockdown and everything.
I was shocked how you didn't interrupt me.
It was so hard not to because you guys, usually when we interrupt each other, we stare at each other with our tongues out like, ha ha, we just interrupted each other.
Or there's an evil glare.
Or an evil glare, yeah. But one thing I will say, E definitely listened to the people. The Bella Army is always so great with their voices online. We're so excited. And you guys, this season is so different from anything we've ever shot for Total Bellas or Total Divas. We have this new insane crew, the filming,
and
everything
again,
is different.
Which it might be a new drinking game. When Bree says insane, she means that in an amazing way. Like, her insane equals amazing, we all know it means.
I feel like that's West Coast lingo.
Okay, well, we're all not from the West Coast, Bree.
That's true. There you guys go. Insane means amazing. I think I got over the amazing word because Nicole and I use it way too much.
Well, anytime Bree now says, because I'm a mom, or insane, you all take a drink.
And when Total Bella starts, you know what the next one is going to be? You guys, it's hard to be a wife, and I'm going to make everyone drink, because Brian and I open up about our marriage. We had a really rocky last year. We hit a lot from everyone, and it was hard on he and I to open up. This has probably been the hardest season for me to film. I was definitely very vulnerable, and so was my husband, and you'll see a lot of tears and a lot of just it was a really crazy journey for us. But Brian and I were like, you know what? We feel like a lot of married people can relate, because Brian and I here soon are going to be celebrating our 6-year wedding anniversary. I'm like, what? So I think people will relate to us. But this season, it's going to be crazy for me to watch, because I'm going to be like, everyone drink. It's hard to be a wife.
Oh, my gosh. But I have to say, Brie, you and Brian, how you guys opened up in front of the cameras and the stuff, because we are executive producers, and the stuff you're letting air and you didn't edit out, like, it's so relatable. I mean, anyone that we know, from family to friends to strangers, everyone goes through this in their relationships. And sometimes it's like hard to always see people live, or at least pretend to live, these perfect lives. So it's really refreshing. And it's good to see people that you look up to, or you love, or you love to watch, go through the same things you do. I know I like it. And it's not you playing a victim. It's not Brian playing a victim. It's totally a marriage of, like, what both people go through when you hit that certain point in a marriage. You know,
I agree. So. And marriage is tough. Let's all just be honest. Marriage is tough. And it's like, you know, the dating part of it's fun, getting married, the honeymoon. But then, like, it gets real, especially I feel like when kids come into it, and you got to put a lot of effort into marriage. And so you'll see that. But I will say, besides Brett and our marriage being exposed, I'm really excited for everyone to see Artem this season.
I know. You know what's really exciting about Artem? And I'll see a lot of amazing comments under his IG, because the Dancing with the Stars fan base is incredible. I mean, their viewers, they're just, you know what I've realized with Artem's following is there's just this positivity and support, and it's beautiful. It's a lot of women. I love it. But everyone's really excited to see this side of Artem, because you have to think, you see him dance and then they do these like 1 to 2 minute promos that it's mainly more about the celebrity when they're on Dancing with Stars. It's not even so much about the dancer or the pro. So people are really going to get to know Artem for the first time ever, because he doesn't do a lot in social. I mean, I always try to push him to. And I'm excited for the world to get to know Artem and who he is as a person, to get to know our relationship. I mean, Bree, even though you put your whole marriage stuff out there that's, you know, not doing great, nothing is going to be worse than, I don't know if it's episode 3 or 4, when I get drunk and Artem and I have a high school fight. So,
oh, yeah. It was so fun to watch.
Yeah, for you. And I'm going to have to relive it again, because I've already had to live it. Then I had to relive it in editing. And now I'm going to have to relive it again.
So wait, really quick. Can we just say, the emojis people are going to see is, I'm the nervous face emoji and you're the embarrassed face emoji.
Whatever. It's just a great season, and we're really excited for it to come out. And you know what's going to be a lot of fun, too, that we haven't had an opportunity to do yet, and now that we have a podcast, is we get to do recaps every week and really talk about deleted scenes, more to the story, and talk about how embarrassed we are of what just aired, or happy or proud or sad.
And I'm going to definitely, everyone, I just know it, I'm going to have to tell people, like, listen, I'm only human, So please, I know there's going to be a lot of people coming at me. So I'm going to have, you know what? I think I'll just be seeing a lot of killer rumor. I think we're going to be hearing that every week when people start to watch me.
I mean, to be honest, Brie, you are bitchy Bella. So
not as bitchy as you.
Brie, I'm bitchy in a different way. No, I'm bitchy because I stand my ground and I'm a strong woman. You're bitchy as in you judge me a lot, your sister.
But I'm judgy because I'm protective of you. And by the way, can I just say one thing before we end our little convo about Total Bellas? People are going to see our dad too. No one's seen him since the first season of Total Divas. So the last time you saw my father was pretty much almost 7 years ago. But my dad, you're going to see a lot of him this season. And Nicole and I, as you guys all know, you could pre-order our book right now. And we talk a lot about our book and we have our dad just on and we rekindled a relationship. And you'll see on the season two just what our book's about and what we opened up about. But I'm really excited for everyone to see Dad.
Yeah. I'm really excited for people to get to know him because we haven't, you know, we only had him on for Total Divas season one and it was not good, uncomfortable, real. And we hadn't talked to each other for years before that. And then we didn't talk again for years after that. And so, you know, Brie and I, as we live our life and things happen, we just try to do it right, fresh, organic in front of the camera because we don't like to refilm things, redo things, like, let's just do it, guys. So when we started this rekindling with our father, we asked him, like, are you okay with cameras being around as we do this? And we were all uncomfortable at first because it is uncomfortable when you're trying to rekindle and then all of a sudden you realize you have, like, 10 people looking at you with cameras and microphones and stuff. But yeah, I think it's going to be really awesome to see that this season.
I agree.
We'll be right back, but first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy.
and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipe, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
But let's talk about, obviously, what the world is talking about.
What we're all going through.
Yeah, the coronavirus and everything that's going on with it. I mean, you know, sometimes Bree and I go back and forth. Like, is it something we want to talk about? Do people want to escape it? But I think it'd also be weird if we never talked about it or confronted it or talked about what we're going through personally. So, yeah,
it's been a scary time.
Yeah, it really has.
So Nicole and I are health nuts, as you guys know, and we always take everything like very seriously. So when this virus started to outbreak in China, in January, Nicole and I, this is interesting. And then when we saw how there was a couple cases, I think it was Seattle first, then New York, Nicole and I immediately were freaked out. And we kind of started thinking to ourselves like, oh no, this might be worse than what we're thinking. And so Nicole and I started to try to hibernate weeks ago, and we're pregnant, so for her and I, the first things we think about is like our unborn babies and what happens, because, you know, already being pregnant, our immune systems are not as strong and we can't take anything.
Well, and Brie, not even our unborn babies, our own health.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, for me, the beginning of my pregnancy in my first trimester, I got influenza B. I have never been that sick before my entire life. I mean, it was worse than getting neck surgery, than breaking my leg and getting a rod put into my shin. Like, my body's never gone through that pain of influenza B and being pregnant on top of it. So it's not even just our baby's health. It's, you know, I worry about my sister and I and any pregnant woman. And now that we're in the high risk category with the 60, I think it's 68 or 69 and above, you know, It's hard not to be scared, yeah. Trying to stay positive, of course.
Yeah, and it's scary, you know? I feel like, for everyone, because I don't know about you all listening right now, but don't you guys feel like there's so much uncertainty? Like, I feel like this is a situation we're all in where I'm like, I don't know when this is going to end. I don't know if we're in the worst of it or the worst is coming, or is this almost over? Like, there's so many things every night that rack my brain. And the nice thing, and you guys have seen on our social medias, is Nicole and I are next door neighbors. So we have stayed home. We've stayed with each other. Every morning we wake up and Artem, Brian, Nicole, and I, and Bird have coffee together. We make dinner every night. We make dinner together. And we've definitely are like, okay, as a team, let's all make this a positive, because it's a very scary time because we have no idea what's to come. Like, we just don't. We see people losing their jobs. We see businesses shutting down. And you're just kind of like, where's the economy going? Where's life going? What is all this? So I've been so blessed to have you, Nicole, next door. Oh my gosh.
Totally. But let's talk about, there are some positive things that are happening as well. I always try to find the beauty in everything. Because if I was to look at everything negative, I don't know if I could wake up the next day. Like, how my mind works, I don't deal with stress and anxiety well. So that's why I meditate a lot and do certain things, because one, I don't want my baby to feel what I'm feeling. I'm trying everything I can for my baby not to feel all this anxiety and stress. But I think it's so beautiful how people have come together. When you watch Italy, how they're doing all their music on the balconies. how people on social media are doing cooking classes and piano classes and like just how everyone, whatever their craft is and they're amazing at, how they're just doing all these free classes online. Like I even saw Hill Family Estate put out, they're doing a wine tasting, you guys. Like you could get free wine tastings and join in on the fun. And I thought that was beautiful. And I think, Brie, because you always show me everything with the environment, just how like the Chinese people can't believe that they can actually see their sky for the first time. How some of blue them skies, in China yeah. are like, this is the first time we're ever seeing blue skies. And Brie and I were looking at the clouds today in Arizona. I had to take a photo and I'm going to post it. I've never seen clouds like I have before. And there were dolphins in Venice swimming around that they've never seen.
And the canals.
And the canals. So it's like in these times, we have to band together. We have to try to find the beauty in it. And look, I haven't lost anyone yet to this virus, but there are thousands and thousands of people out there that have. And I pray for them every day. And I hope I never do. And we may. We all have no idea. And that's why it is so important that we spread the word on everyone staying at home, social distancing, because we have to protect not only our elderly and are pregnant women, but there are people of all ages that fight autoimmune diseases or that have asthma. And you don't know how your body can handle a virus. And so I believe it's our job for us who are taking the time to educate ourselves on this to really educate others on the importance of social distancing. Because it's not to be like, go into your house. You're grounded till I say come out in 2 weeks. It's not about controlling that. It's about safety and protection. And so... And I have to say, you know, Brie, we've bonded so much. I've bonded with Birdie so, so much. And RM and I have done our own bonding. And we've done cute little things with our baby. I've done a lot of spring cleaning. I've read more than I ever have. You know, so I'm trying to find the positive in it
right.
all.
And I feel like the hard thing is like we have definitely found the positive. But people are starting to see like the negative outcomes by losing their jobs. And Nicole and I were waitresses. We lived paycheck to paycheck. We lived off our tips. And I feel for the whole restaurant bar industry because I was there, my early 20s, my 18 to 23. I pray that there's going to be some good things to come out of it. People yeah. help donate. I know like Nicole and I and Brian and Artem, we were donating. I hope a lot of people start to, you know, really help out in those things. And I do feel like because the seriousness of this virus and what it's doing and the uncertainty of it, I do feel like I'm seeing more humans come from a sincere place. And I keep hoping we see that because this is a time we have to help each other. There's going to be people to be like, how do I pay my rent? How do I eat? How do I feed my kids? And we all got to be there for each other.
I agree.
So whatever little, like Nicole said, talent or skill you have that could help the next neighbor, do it. And let's not cause chaos within, you know, our country. Let's just really all band together and help each other out. And so, Nicole and I, we're like a lot of you, freaked out. We've been self-isolating. And, but you know, like we look at each other all the time and we're like, we're gonna get through this. As you know, Trinity from Total Divas and WWE would always say, push through, sis. And we're pushing through.
Right. And, you know, I mean, even for my family, it's been tough because, you know, after Artem got cut from Dancing with the Stars, it took him a while to find a job. And then he finally got this amazing convention coaching job. He wasn't even halfway through and he lost all that. And they don't get paid for whatever's been lost. So he's, you know, back to being unemployed as well. And so I know the pain that probably a lot of people are feeling. I see the pain that he goes through. Then also we're pregnant. We're bringing a baby into this world. So it brings in a lot of stress of like, okay, we have one income now, but we have two homes. It's I feel for everyone when it comes to the jobs because that is scary. And
yeah. And Nicole and I, we had to cancel a bunch of stuff that we were working on. Like we had a live podcast tour we were putting together and a book tour. And something that really tore our hearts out is Hall of Fame got canceled. And we were like, oh my gosh, like the year we get inducted in, it's canceled. Even though we heard rumors that maybe it'll be at SummerSlam, but we just read people's tweets. So I don't know if that's true or not. But
I know. I hope.
But we were like sad. And I feel that's another thing. Like, I'm going to say two things right now. One, I feel so bad for people out there who like to go to sporting events and all these fun things, WrestleMania and all this stuff canceled, because I know what people put into these trips and what they probably lost. And I feel so bad about that. And it makes me sad because every year I look forward to WrestleMania. It's so fun. It was going to be in Tampa and Birdie was going to come. We were going to do a little Disney World, little WrestleMania stuff. It was going to be amazing. So I feel bad for all the fans of any sporting event that kind of plans those trips and got canceled last minute. But I have to say, my husband's still working and he's in Orlando right now. And granted, he's working, he has a job, but it makes me really nervous. My husband has an autoimmune disease. He also fought asthma really bad when he was young. He was always sick when he was a kid. And I'll admit, I lost sleep last night. I was kind of like, ugh. I'm grateful my husband is still employed, but at the same time, I'm really scared that he's just out there. I'm just like pray like so much for him that he stays healthy and all that. But it's like this weird tug of war, right?
No, I get it. And I think, well, where it's difficult for you is that he has to actually travel and fly. Because when I look at the delivery guys from UPS to FedEx, because I'll admit, I have been buying everything off Amazon. They get to be by themselves in a truck. They get to wear gloves. You know, the new rule, you just leave it at the front door. So one, let's just say amen to the front line of people. And that is to our doctors, to our nurses, to our delivery men, to people that are going and still opening up these grocery stores. Because without them right now, think of where we really would be.
Right.
Especially our hospitals. And I'm just so grateful for him that they keep working for everyone. You know, that means a lot. What sucks about Brian is he had to actually go to the airport, get on a flight, fly to Orlando, and then he's around all the other wrestlers, and you don't know where everyone was before they all got there. I feel bad
because he's over there. And when he comes home, we're going to have him be put up in a hotel. And our naturopath, Dr. Jane, he's amazing. He's going to kind of work with Brian to see if we see symptoms before he comes home to Bird and I. That could be weeks. And when he left yesterday or day before, I was just like, it could be 3 weeks till I see you. And it's just sad, but thank goodness for technology, FaceTime and all of that. But yeah, it's a weird time right now. I feel like everyone's emotions are in such tug of wars. You don't know what to feel, but I do like seeing on social that there's, I feel like I see more positivity than anything else.
Yeah, what I have to say, I've really enjoyed. It's helped bring joy to my day when I see what everyone's doing, like the fun little creations inside their home, whether it's what the parents are doing for their kids or the fun little drinking games I've been seeing. I loved Kristen Cavallari's post today, what she was doing with tortillas. It's been fun seeing all that. And that's what I've been trying to do with my feed too, is just, you know, do the stuff we're doing inside and making it fun, or those moments that we get to escape when no one's hiking and it's just us out in the desert. I'm just, you know, I want to do that with my social and help promote, because I've been really enjoying other people's. It just brings that sunshine in through the day.
And I agree. And let's have our fun little experience together. Because Nicole is here in Arizona. She can't go see her LA doctor for her baby. So our OBGYN office, there's no children or men allowed right now. So only like the pregnant women. So Nicole and I, this past week, it was so fun. We had a baby appointment together. We went and got checked. Our babies got checked. We're healthy. Our babies are healthy. But it was like fun, huh, Nicole? We got to do it together. Yeah. We like got dressed up because we're like, yay, we're leaving the house.
Yeah. I did my hair so whack, so I had to take it out. I was like, oh my God.
I thought it looked cute.
Yeah, it looked okay from one side, and then the other side, I don't know what it was doing. But, oh, I know. I got to hear my baby's heartbeat. We both did. We didn't get to see them. I get to see my baby actually when this podcast drops. So I will make sure to post something on social. It's just crazy, Bri. Like, I'm halfway through. I'm 20 weeks right now. And you're almost 22, right?
Right.
This has been the wildest pregnancy. I'm not going to lie. I went straight into the flu to the coronavirus breaking out. And one day I'm going to sit my child down and be like, you want to know what mommy went through? Carrying you for the first time? But no, it's a blessing. I'm just so happy that babies are healthy.
Yes. And with Birdie, when I was pregnant with her, it was the Zika virus that was going around. And that was transmitted through a mosquito, which was pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
And now this one, Brian's like, I bet you never want to get pregnant again. I was like, no.
Yeah. Though, you know, the one thing I'm enjoying, and I keep seeing the jokes and the memes that are going around about there's going to be, 2021 it would be, the baby booms, because they think everyone's going to be getting pregnant because we're all actually in the same home together. Like,
that's hilarious. Many
people. Yeah, which that was something I was like, yeah, Artem has to stay home. My second trimester sexual needs are going to be satisfied.
Nothing like the second trimester makes you super horny.
It is crazy. Like, the excitement. Is that every pregnant woman?
Pretty much.
Wow.
I know.
What's the science behind it? Do you know?
So I do know, but I'm going to say it in a very my lingo and not the correct scientific way.
It's insane.
No. A lot goes on down there. So, like, in a way, this is gross, but, like, juices are flowing. You notice more discharge than usual. Yeah, but, like, a lot of stuff's happening down there, hormones, whatever. So I think it makes you just, you know, feeling frisky a lot more.
Wow. The words of Bri. You know what? On that note, we are bringing back one of our favorite segments, Dear Bellas.
Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Hey, Bellas. My name's Jessica. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am also a mom of twin girls who are 3 years old. My question is for both of you, but Nikki, it's addressed to you. Do you by chance think your relationship with Birdie might change once your little one is in the picture? I've known from experience my relationships have changed slightly since having my own children. Just wanted to think if you think she'll notice the change of you putting all your attention on another little one. Love you guys so much. Congratulations, mamas.
Ooh, Jessica. That's actually a really great question. And
little Berber.
So you know what? It's funny, Jessica, that you asked that because I was actually thinking about that the other day because Birdie's been very much about Dodo because I've been with Bri and Birdie and Brian and Artem. We've all just been a big family like 24/7 since we've been in the house for about a week and a half or two weeks. And I was thinking about this because we're crazy close. I love her like she's my daughter. I worry about her. She'll keep me up at night. I hear noise she makes. I'm so attentive. I'm right there. And I hope our relationship doesn't change. Bri tells me it always will because she's like, how you feel about Birdie when it's your own, it's like 1,000 times more. And I can't imagine that because I'm just so obsessed with the bird and just love her so much. You know, there'd be no questions to take a bullet for. I feel like, don't you think, Bri? I feel like I get motherly instincts with Birdie.
You definitely do. But I also feel like right now Birdie's your world and everything she does, you just like go crazy for. And I feel like a little of your attention, I mean, a lot of it's going to be on your baby. So I do think like Birdie will, you know, be the second fiddle, which is so understandable and it makes sense. And I think Birdie will notice that and have a little jealousy because she's not like getting all of Dodo's attention. So I think there'll be a little bit of difference in your relationship and not in a negative way, just in a way that evolves when your families grow. Right. I mean, I'll admit for myself, Birdie is my mini, is my little baby. Like, we do everything together. And I have another one coming, and I'm like, oh my gosh, A, am I going to love this baby as much as Birdie? And how am I going to split the attention? And, you know, we had Vanessa Lachey on a couple episodes ago. She gave great advice about that, which I'm totally going to take, having two kids. But I do think relationships change, and it's sad to think, but I think they change in the positive way. It's just, we all evolve as our families grow.
Right. But, you know, and poor Bird, she's going to get hit double time at the same time.
I know. Poor thing. We got to really be careful with it. You know what I mean?
Know.
We got to make sure we do a lot of Berber dates.
Oh, the Bird. We do. Look, because she makes me talk in weird voices. That's what Birdie does to me.
I know. Because she is going to, it's going to be hard because Mama and Dodo are going to be concentrating on two babies. And she's going to be there like, wait a sec. I was both of their world. And I now mean, this.
Totally. Like, you guys, even when Birdie wakes up, she'll go, Mama, Dada, Dodo. Yeah. Like, I get a shout out when she wakes up from naps and in the morning. Like,
well, last night, she didn't want to take a shower with Mama. She wanted to take a shower with Dodo.
Yeah. She came over to Dodo's house and took a shower with Dodo. And it was so cute because I got out for a little bit and she'll just stay in there and play when you turn the shower off. And then I was right there doing my face wash. I was watching her, but she didn't see me for like 2 minutes because she was just looking down. And I'm watching her, though, and she doesn't see that I'm watching her. And I just see her, she grabs a sponge and hits it across the shower, and she's like, Dodo, Dodo. And I'm like, Bird. And she like, look, she's like, oh. It was just the cutest thing.
Yeah.
Wanted me to be, make sure that I'm like right there. It's the best. I literally was 2 feet away, but she needed me to be like inches.
Yeah. Aww. That was a really great question, Jessica, but geez. Yes. We'll let you know how it goes when the babies come and how Birdie's life will change.
Yeah. So if you want a chance to hear from us, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS.
All right, you guys. Now it's time for Bella Army Q&A. As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at Amanda Richman. And the question is, my question is for Brie. Is it hard for Brian to film for Total Bellas? He seems like such a private person, and this season seems to really dig deep into your marriage. Hashtag Bella's Podcast, hashtag Total Bellas, at Bella Twins. Whoa, my hashtag's there, sister.
Well, woo-wee. Yes, it is very hard for my husband to film Total Bellas. He is a private person, and Brian is one of those people who feels like the world doesn't need to know everything. And I'm so different. Like, I'm like, let them all know everything. I hope someone, you know, learns something or relates to me, whatever. But Brian doesn't see it like that. And so he does the show because he loves E, and he loves doing the show because of me and because I love doing it. You know, he's so supportive. But I think this season for both of us was hard because it did dig deep into our marriage. And Brian and I just haven't experienced that yet. I mean, we got engaged on TV. We got married, gave birth. You know, we've showed a lot of our life. But this is like something different because you're going to see us go through a really hard time. Now, obviously, I'm pregnant right now. So you're going to see a really hard journey, but there's a happy ending, which is, you know, really nice. And I think, too, Brian just looks at things like, you guys see, like, he hates social media. And I just think in the end, if it was Brian's way, and Nicole knows this, we would all live in the woods and no one would ever hear of us again.
I mean, it's so true. It's like, sometimes, not that I feel like I walk on eggshells around Brian sometimes when we're filming, but I could totally tell when he's like had enough or it's just too much. I see the ups and downs with him when he films.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's always judging, like, how Brian's going to walk into a room. Like, is he walking in grumpy? Is he in a good mood? And Brian's such a nice person. But, you know, sometimes when he sees the cameras, it can make him a little fidgety.
Well, it can do that to all of us. All right, Amanda, thank you for your question. And that is it for this week's Bella Army Q&A. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, and remember, Total Bellas will be back April 2nd. And also, you guys, please stay safe and healthy. Our prayers are with everyone in the world right now.
That is right. And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bellas Podcast.
And call 833-QBellas to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Please show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And for all you Bella Brain lovers out there, Bella Brains will be back next week.
Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us. See you next Wednesday. And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.